The new storekeeper was a young man from Newton County by the name of Robert Ty Jones. Now, this man was the forefounder of Canton Cotton Mills that mm-hmm. my father worked for. Uh-huh. I told you back in mm-hmm. that tape that my father worked for.
Uh-huh.
And my father came from Forsyth County, Georgia, where he was raised. About in the night and the 1915, I guess, somewhere along there, back before I was born, because I was born in 1921.
Mm-hmm.
And he settled here, and I think I've been privileged to live in this and was raised up in the county seat of Cherokee County. But as I say, he was the man that owned and started Cannon Cotton Mills that my father worked for.
Is Cannon about the same size as Woodstock?
No, Cannon's just, well, now, I guess it is now since it has enlarged so much.
Uh-huh.
Because, as I say, this is the bedroom to Atlanta. And there have been so many new people that's come in here and all until I guess it's about as big. Of course, this little town of Woodstock is just a wide space in the road
mm-hmm.
here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows everybody. And, well, we don't snoop. I try to make them.
You don't have to snoop to know
everything. That's right. We know everything. And I try to keep up with everything that's going on. Make it my business. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't snoop into their private affairs. But I like to. I'm a bad when it comes to collecting old things and materials
uh-huh.
like that. As I say, the newly weekly paper was the Cherokee Advance, and it was founded by Benjamin Franklin Perry from Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
No salute to the birthday of Cherokee County would be complete without naming a few of the things that pertain to Cherokee County. Cherokee County furnished more soldiers during the Civil War than nearly any other county in Indian Georgia.
Good gracious, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. But was never the site of a major battle.
Mm-hmm.
The only military event of importance was the burning of Canton, including the burning of the Donelson Bridge by attachment of Sherman's men in 1864.
Mm-hmm.
This, as I told you back there in that tape, this county is also proud to boast of its war governor, Joseph Emerson Brown, or inaugurated at the age of 36. And as I say, he was four times governor of the state, judge of the Supreme Court, Senate, and Congress, and was recognized as one of the fastest Georgian in his time. His wife was the former Miss Elizabeth Grisham.
Are his people still in Cherokee County?
They are the same descendants
mm-hmm.
of that. As I tell you, they have a statue down there on the lawn
mm-hmm.
of the capital of Georgia, the only man and wife.
Have you ever seen that statue?
Yes, I have. And we're very proud of it. And religion has played an important part in Cherokee County. There's been at least 125 churches established in this county. Most of them are still active.
125 churches?
125 churches.
Okay.
Some of the earlier churches was the First Baptist Church in Canton, Sharp Mountain, New Bethel, Hightower, Conn's Creek, Canton's First United Methodist Church, had its beginning prior to 1842. And Fairview Methodist Church in the Salacor District was organized in 1857. Now we have quite a few organizations here in this county that we are proud of. They include the Chamber of Commerce, the Lions Club, the Kiwanis Club, the Rotary Club, and the Women's Club, the different organization. And